When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Hello?
It's fixing it. Log
Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Variety Radio Online. We are dedicated to bringing you news, reviews, and interviews from the world of entertainment. I'm Michelle, and my co-host running the switchboard tonight is the fabulous Amy. Tonight, we have with us Renee Lawless from the hit show The Haves and Have-Nots. It airs on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. on the OWN Network, which is our new Oprah Winfrey Network. Welcome, Renee.
Welcome, Michelle. Hi, Amy and Michelle. How are you doing?
Good. I'd like to, before we jump into the show, I'd like to grab just a couple of questions about your theater career.
No problem.
Yeah, I know you did Wicked, which, by the way, I love. And I would like to see, what did you enjoy most about that production? Because it's a pretty intense production, I would say.
Oh, my goodness. What I enjoyed most about it... That's a pretty complex question. I mean, other than I also covered Madame Morble, and I absolutely loved doing her, and I loved that. You know, being on the first national tour, getting to tour the country and seeing so many things and mm-hmm. checking off bucket lists was wonderful. As far as the actual production, after a while, you know, when you first do it, it's all about you. It's all about, I'm in this great show, we're going out, we're having a great time. Mm-hmm. Then after a while, you get to see how it affects other people. And you meet people, and we would get letters from elementary schools about children, how they realized to not judge a book by its cover, and how it spoke to them about bullying, and how it spoke to them about not everybody's the same, that there are a lot of different people with different skin color. So this was speaking to elementary school children, not to mention that we would have, you know, adults and children that had different ailments or whatever, that they just hung on to everything that we did. And once we were able to put aside that this show is not all about us and that this show is about the message that we have to send, that's when I enjoyed my job. And I would come out of the mm-hmm. stage door and see somebody like that. And you were like, wow, this is bigger than me ever could be. So
yeah. Now, doing
ever
theater.
I could be that. Grammar.
Right. And being on stage, obviously your voice is put through the ringer, and also physically you're on and off stage day in and day out. Was there any tricks or anything you did to keep your voice and your body prepared for that kind of regiment?
Yes, I mean, there's always pacing. And, you know, ironically, I get asked this question a lot. And
I thought I was original.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm going to say no.
Dang it.
But because we would do talk backs sometimes with various groups after the show, and that would be the number one question. I must preface this by saying that most of us, at least myself, you know, we went to school for this. I've been studying voice for over 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, you kind of get a training, like doctors get, you know, trained standing on their feet all day for surgery. We were trained in college, you know, about doing 8 shows a week. All of that being said, even though I have a very good vocal technique and stuff, there is such a thing as pacing. You realize on an 8-show week, you know, Tuesday through Sunday, and sometimes 5 shows on a weekend, that if you've got 2 shows on Saturday and 2 shows on Sunday, you're not going to go out and party all night Friday night before the 2-show day.
Right.
You have to pace. You have to make sure you get your sleep, as well as, you know, do your vocal exercises and warm to keep your body, you know, your voice healthy, as well as many of us did yoga or went to the gym or did some form of exercise. I'm not saying necessarily working out, but you just kind of want to make sure that you stretch or make sure that you keep your body in tip-top shape. And even with all of that, sickness happens. Mm-hmm. Even with all of that, twisted ankles happen. So you can do all the best preparation in the world and accidents happen. But for the most part, it's what we're trained to do. And, you know, that being said, you know, it's just as rigorous to be on a TV set for, you know, 12 hours a day, too. But it's a different kind of a stamina. And I know we're still talking about theater, but it was a totally different way of preparation when I had to go and finally be on a TV set for 12 hours.
Right.
But for
right.
stage, you know, I'd also did Wicked for 5 years. And after
That's
5 years,
time.
You know, I prayed to the Lord that I never phoned in my performance, that I gave 100% every show. But it just gets to the point, your body just knows how to click into, okay, this is what we do, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that kind of goes into, I was going to lead into about the wonderful show. I mean, you had over 2 million viewers last episode, which is amazing. I know, that's crazy. I mean, this show has just hit some amazing numbers. So my next question was a transition into what did you feel like was the biggest transition for you going from theater and behind the camera? You may have answered some of it just then. What was your biggest challenge in flipping over to being behind the camera?
You know, when you're on stage, you have immediate gratification. You know, if your joke lands, or you can tell if it's a serious moment, you can feel the energy in the room. You know, at the end of the show, whether you did a good job, because people stand on their feet and they applaud you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you feel like you had a terrible day, they're screaming and thinking, okay, even though it might have been not my best night, they loved it. That's all that matters. Well, you're on a TV set, and you know, Mr. Perry likes to film at a pretty brisk pace. So sometimes I would be a one-shot done deal or a two- or three-shot done deal. And I had to trust that what I was bringing to the table was my A, you know, was my A-game, or what I gave was what was supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And trust in my ability as an actress or the choices that I made. And then there were some days that I walked away from the set and I went, ooh, I don't know, but I know that he knew he got what he wanted.
Right.
And so even on those days that I walked away and kind of went, oh, I don't know about that, I trusted that he got what he wanted. And then, you know, now that I see it right along with everybody else. And so I go, well, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And I remember the day we shot it. You know what I mean? And
right.
So that's literally my biggest challenge, is that you don't have that media gratification. You just have to trust that what you're doing for 12 hours is what you're supposed to be doing.
I was going to say, just tell some of our listeners, some of them have started kind of catching in and jumping in on the show. Some are just now realizing it's there. Can you tell us a little bit about the show? Tell us what's going on with this family that seems to be a little bit crazy. Sorry.
Oh, dear. There's so much drama going on in this show. Basically, the haves are the Cryer family, and the have-nots are the Young family. But that's only in monetary. You know, the show is basically what it's the show's about what it's like to have, or what, you know, to have not. And basically, Catherine and Jim Cryer have a very volatile relationship marriage. And her children are incredibly dysfunctional. You know, her daughter's a weakling, and her son is a recovering drug addict. And unbeknownst initially, and now known to Catherine, is that Jim is having yet another affair. He's had many in his life, and she's just found out about the recent. What Catherine, my character, does not know, but what the audience knows, is that that young woman that he's having the affair with happens to be the daughter of my maid, who I have now befriended, who's Hannah. And Hannah is keeping that secret from me because she has a volatile, estranged relationship with her daughter, Candace, played by Tika Sumter, my maid Hannah Young, played by the wonderful Crystal Fox. And in the midst of all of this is her poor, wonderful son, Benny Young, who seems to be in the crosshairs of everybody and getting in trouble because of everybody else's fault, not because of himself. On the side, there is the wonderful Veronica Harrington, played by Angela Robinson, and her husband, David, played by Peter Parus, and their son Jeffrey, played by Gavin. Tyler Lepley plays Benny. Oh, goodness, I had just totally forgotten Gavin's last name. I was doing really good. Anyway, I'm just trying to lose my train of thought. I was thinking character names, and when
Hudson,
I get them with
Houston.
Hudson, thank you. Gavin Houston,
Hudson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, thank you, because when I'm thinking character names, everybody gets mixed
mm-hmm.
up.
mm-hmm.
And Jeffrey's is a gay man in the closet, has not come out yet, and he's lusting after my son Wyatt. And Veronica is coming out of retirement, going back into the law practice to try to help Benny, who's been falsely arrested for drug possession, and her husband David is trying to cover up everything. So if that filled you up to what we've got going on right now, if you followed that, I think I get an A.
You get an A+, because I was earlier thinking there is so many storylines in this show that it goes left and right to even talk about it, because you go one way and then all of a sudden it flips its head. It's a nighttime soap opera, and they're
exactly.
doing a great job.
Oh, and Catherine has cancer. Breast cancer, and her family doesn't know. I forgot that.
Right.
Part.
Well, that was part of my big secret. I was going to ask, since you go ahead and said it, I'll go ahead and ask you, what do you think the family's reaction is going to be when that secret comes out? Because she's held
it
from them.
I'm not
so sure. Which is going to be a big deal that she held it.
I don't know. Is that secret going to come out?
Hmm. Oh, good point. Okay. I just assume, you know, all secrets at some point have to come out. So.
Well, I'm not saying that they won't, but
right.
it may not yeah. happen this season.
Right, because she's just finished when we just saw her almost getting caught last night.
Right, right. I mean, that doesn't mean that other secrets may or may not come out, but not he's beautifully not letting everything come out.
And, you know, and it's not that the cancer's the family knowing about the cancer's not the big deal. It says she's hiding it, and I think it would be the bigger deal that why didn't she even share it, and more of the hurt feelings and
right.
Of that around it. So, okay, well, that'll be interesting if it plays out. But you're right, there's so many secrets. And how is it playing opposite our wife of John Schneider?
Oh, it's just, I mean, I am the luckiest
He's a mess.
Woman alive. I am the mm-hmm. luckiest woman alive. Let me tell you, John Schneider is an absolute angel jewel of a human being. He's just a beautiful person. I mean, we tweet the other day. He tweeted me the other day, and he said, "My mother thinks you hung the moon."
Aww.
And I tweeted him back saying, "Tell her that I love her son, and I really don't think that he's a snake. He just plays one on television." well, the beautiful thing and wonderful thing about John, especially since, you know, I'm not 100% new to this medium. I just haven't been in it in a while.
Right.
And he has been so helpful. I would look over and he would be so willing to help me out in a situation or give me some advice about a particular scenario. And he and I get along so beautifully offset that it got to the point that the closer we get offset as far as joking around friends, the more
mm-hmm.
volatile we are on set, to the point it becomes a game. It's like how – and, you know, he's the king of sarcasm and ad-libbing to the point that I have to be on my A game. And he's always one-upping me, always. So about by episode 9 or 10, I would have to come to set prepared because I was like, okay, he's going to throw something out there and you better have some ammunition to come back, you know, because he would get me and inevitably the camera would be on me first and I would be the first take. And so if I got something in, the camera would be on him last. So he would be able to do stuff that I couldn't fight back with.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I would get so mad at him. And so during the show, we're tweeting, like, I tweeted him the other night because I said, "You're going down for that horrible look about, you know, when David asked him, 'Do you still sleep with your wife?' And he gave a really dirty look." And so I tweeted and I said, "You're going down for that." And he tweeted back, he had to get me back for the 9 speech. So, you know,
it sounds like you guys have a great relationship. I mean, it's just on set and off.
He's a
yeah.
sweetheart. He's a really lovely person. You know, he co-founded the Children's Miracle Network with Marie Osmond, and he's been doing some concerts with her. So he'll, you know, tweet me every so often saying, oh, by the way, we're doing a song from Wicked. Ha, 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 ha. You know, that type of thing.
That is funny. You know, the writing, the directing, of course, you have Tyler Perry. I mean, and you're here in the South. I mean, you've got everything going for this show. I mean, you've got some great actors on there also. Who is, obviously we're talking about John right now, but who else is maybe a prankster or a comedian that we would not expect out of the cast? Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like you and John keep everybody on their toes, but I bet there's someone else.
A prankster or a comedian? That's a good one.
I mean, Gavin looks like he would be, but that's only by a look.
Right.
So.
I have to say, if anyone's going to do something crazy, it's probably Mr. Perry.
Ah, okay.
Now, I will say, I'm going to reserve my answer for that until when you bring me back after the next 20 episodes. Because when you bring me back to have another interview, I'll be able to say that, because I really have to say, you know, we did 16 episodes in 22 days. Most television dramas shoot 1 hour in a 1 hour episode in 10 days. We do a 1 hour episode in a day and a half. Yeah. So we're moving at such a pace and at such a clip. And it was our first season, and everybody was, and it was a big deal because this was the first scripted series for Mr. Perry. The first thing for OWN, we were all kind of on our P's and Q's. That didn't mean that we didn't laugh occasionally on set, because if anybody, it's probably me. If anyone's going to cut up on set, it was probably me. But
I'll come down and entertain you.
Yeah, nobody really, you know, was
because
that prankstery person yet. However, going into the next 20, I have a feeling. You know, all the, you know, the P's and Q's will be gone. Everybody will be just there. We know what we're doing. We know everybody. We're probably going to be a little bit more free to, we know how he works. We know the crew. We're going to be a little bit freer. So it'll be interesting to see how everybody, you know, that doesn't mean we're not going to be there to do our job. We are doing a drama. No, don't have a whole lot of room for jokes in a drama.
Right. Right.
However,
but you're right.
That doesn't mean that I have a feeling some things, you know, I mean, not necessarily a prankster so much, but it'll be a little bit, probably, for lack of better words, more of a jovial set.
Well, like you said, everybody will be relaxed. You were putting out these 16 episodes to hopefully get picked up and do all the things. You guys were serious, fast-paced, and getting it done. And as we started talking and you started saying that, my question may have not fit really well, but it makes sense that you said as you guys become relaxed, you'll be, you know, able to kind of become yourself more, and you know the pace and each other better. So, and speaking of, go ahead and kind of tell the full good news. We kind of just spilt it, but
we Oprah had ordered 16 more episodes, and we're going back in a little over a month to lay down 16 more episodes that we have heard will be airing early 2014. So hopefully we'll be she'll order more, and we'll be going back to shoot more for next summer, you know, after 2014. So while something's airing, we'll be shooting, so to speak.
Congratulations.
That we don't know yet. We hope that happens. But the good news is she had ordered 16, and we just found out today that she's even ordered 4 more. So now she's actually ordered 20. So we're going back to lay down 20 more. And I'm hoping, since this is all according to the Hollywood Reporter. Their people haven't called my people, and I'm just the hired help, you know. But according to the Hollywood TV Reporter, that is what has just happened, as well as they've ordered more episodes for Love Thy Neighbor, which the finale is going on right now as we speak. And so when we shot our first round, we shot at the same time. We would shoot 3 days a week. Love Thy Neighbor would shoot 2 days a week. So we were all shooting at the same time. And I don't know if that's happening this time around or not. So we kind of have – they're kind of like our sisters and brothers, you know, in this whole project. Now, they can joke around and have a good time because they're doing a sitcom.
Right, no, I mean, definitely a lot lighter as far as the series.
Right, me doing a joke in the middle of a hospital after a double mastectomy is probably not the thing to do.
I don't know. You might pull something over on John in that scenario there.
Well, there was, I will say, the episode that was the medicinal weed episode that Catherine had to do. And I've never smoked pot in my life, ever. That doesn't mean I don't know people that have.
Right.
Personally had never done it. And so let's just say it was the most overly researched episode I have ever done in my entire life. And if you knew and that's another 3-hour radio interview. But
that's great.
Just say to come to set that day to try to keep how I kind of like was even when he said cut and we were waiting to set up another scene, I kept trying to have to keep there. And, you know, even though the cameras weren't rolling,
right.
Mr. Perry looked over at me one day and said, "Are you one of those method actors that come to work?" I mean, he goes, "Are you sure you're not high?" And I'm like, "I know I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not." And so that whole day was actually, that was a funny episode. So everybody was a little more lighthearted that day. I mean, I could be more lighthearted. Mr. Perry was more, everybody was. And we
right.
were all kind of laughing because I was just, you know, me, I'm just kind of literally standing in the middle of the room spinning in circles to just try to keep the feeling of being stoned. And I was just, I didn't know. I've never done this before. I didn't know. I was the most worried because if I mess this up, everybody's going to know. You know,
yep.
It was one of those type things. So,
why is it that us good Southern Belle ladies or women, often people think we're high and we're not? It's like, what? We're just being ourselves. Come on. We're just high on life. Really? Just follow
yes,
it.
Yes, we are
go
high
with
on
it.
Life. High on life. Exactly. Exactly. That's the truth.
It's funny they peg us. It's what?
Right.
No.
Right.
Well, I've really enjoyed this time with you. I do look forward to in 20 episodes bringing you back and kind of seeing what's going on and talking about where you're at, maybe even mid-season and filling us in on where it's headed and maybe even right before the finale would be fun. So
okay.
I really enjoyed
okay.
this.
Good. I would love to come back and talk to you. I don't know how much I can fill you in, but I can say, you know, there's twists and turns. Hopefully we're still going to be actively tweeting even while we're shooting,
right,
saying, you know,
right.
you're not going to believe what's going to happen next season and things like that. But
us Southern women, we can talk about anything, Renee. I mean,
yes, we can.
Really?
Unfortunately, I have contractual obligations that I can't.
Right, so we can talk about other stuff. Let's talk about John. No, I'm just kidding.
We could talk about John. Someone asked me what's been the hardest thing about working with John Snyder, and I said, well, when I'm in a bedroom yelling at him as Catherine Cryer and supposed to be insulting him and telling him what a low-down dirty dog he is as he's stripping in front of me and looking like $1 million, and I've got to be mad and going, don't be doing that.
You're too cute for that, damn it.
And then sometimes I'll be in a scene and he starts grinning at me and I'm like, stop, you can't smile at me. You cannot smile.
And he has the cutest smile. It melts you. He just
I
has
know,
that.
I know.
You just want to walk over and hug him. He's just so adorable.
I know. And I will say this, ladies, all the ladies listening, the blue eyes that we fell in love with Bo Duke and Smallville, and the blue eyes that you sometimes, depending on your TV set, can really see on screen is nothing compared to the reality. He's got the most beautiful eyes and smile, and you stand there and you're going, you're just too cute for words. You really are. You know, he's happily married with kids and a beautiful dog, and he's a lovely human being, and he's just like, you're just too cute, just too cute.
We're gonna have to rag him and tweet a bunch of things. John, did you know they were talking about you on this interview? I mean, we're going to have to make his ears burn.
Right, exactly.
I would love for you to take a second real quick and share with our fans as we help build the fan base for you guys and for you yourself. What are some of your social media outlets that fans can check on you, see what's going on
goodness.
With you, what's changing?
I've become very, you know, social media semi-savvy. I'm on Twitter. I'm Ms. Renee Lawless, Ms. Renee Lawless. I have a website, reneelawless.com, that has getting some upgrades added to it. Those upgrades should be live by this weekend. Even though we're still tweaking, you can still get the basics. And I also have a Facebook fan page. It's just Facebook, Renee Lawless. And it's my, you know, headshot, the same one as on Twitter. And I would love for you all to go to my Facebook fan page and hit like, and tell all of your friends to like. And I try to, at least every Tuesday night, been actively live tweeting. I try to respond to everyone. I can't always respond, but I try. And even though we're going, you know, we stop on September 3rd, I will try to continue to tweet as often as I can and keep up with people.
Okay.
So.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, and after every episode, we ask, before we let you go, we'd like to ask you to do a soundbite. Basically, just say your name. You're listening to the Variety Radio Online, and you can add anything else you want to it or just give us a small bite and who you are.
Okay, you want me to say my name? Variety Radio Online.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and tune in. Or you're here on and tune in. Tune in. Give me some hours.
Oh, that would be Amy.
I got it.
Is she still on?
Yeah. Oh well, our hours are every night. We broadcast every night.
Yeah. So it's kind of odd.
That's what I'll say. Okay, I'm going to say
just so that you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
You're listening live to Variety Online. I'm Renee Lawless. Tune in every night to the amazing Michelle and Amy show.
That was great.
Was that a good one? I don't know.
Yeah, no. That was amazing.
They rock. The ladies who rock the nightlife on Variety Online. Give it up.
Ooh, she got me going. Jeez.
Southern Bells at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. Southern Bells
at
its finest.
I'm headed to South Atlanta the next week just to say hey. I'm up in Marietta, so I can track you down.
I'm going to be in Marietta tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, actually.
So, are you coming up to shoot something or just coming up?
I'm just coming up. I've just got some appointments up in that area, so I'm coming up there.
Very cool.
Cool.
But no,
well,
listen, I'm one of those people that I tune everything.
Is there anything that you would like me to edit out? Would you like to, you know, say your cast member's
probably
name over
what are
again?
Your hours?
Well, yeah, I'm going to edit all that out.
What were you saying? I'm sorry, what?
If you want to say your cast member's name over, I can put that in where you forgot his last name.
Oh, Gavin's name.
Yes, Gavin Hudson. Gavin Hudson.
Hudson, yeah.
Okay, that was clear, so I can take that and put it in there where he won't even know.
Right. It's when I start, because, for instance, Tyler Lepley, who plays Benny, I would always get confused because people say, Tyler, and I'm like, what Tyler are we talking about? Tyler Perry, Tyler Lepley. So, and it's hard because I refer to people so much as their character names, and then I have to remember what their real names. Oh, and then I never said Wyatt is Aaron O'Connell. I didn't say their names. That's okay. And Jacqueline Beetham, but yeah, that's okay. But
you did great shout-outs, though, Renee. Often I do interviews all the time, and not everybody always does a full shout-out. Like, you did really good shout-outs to your cast. I thought you did great.
Okay, thank you. Well, yeah, I didn't get to even – I usually promote Crystal so much because I just adore her, but it was nice to be able to talk about John for a while.
Well, we're two females who love our boys, so, you know, headed towards John's an easy way.
Well, I will tell you one thing, that the episode that I had to have Wyatt was shirtless walking down the stairs and then he took his clothes off in front of me, and I'm thinking, okay, first of all, this boy is young, much younger than you. Second of all, he's supposed to be your son. You cannot be gawking at him on camera. And it was hard. The first time he took his shirt off, I was just like, I'm not ready yet. We need to reshoot this. We need to do this because I really, my mouth was falling open. I was like, and yeah, Mr. Curry's like, Renee, close your mouth.
No, Renee, he's adorable. In fact, I told Amy earlier, we got to get Aaron on, we got to get John on, we need to get this other cast on here. So he's adorable.
Yeah, Aaron is also, not only is he adorable, he's just a sweetheart. He's a very wonderfully nice person. You would also love Crystal and Angela and everybody. And you
I
know,
love
Aaron,
the entire cast.
And John is hysterical. Now, John's Twitter is the one real, it's called the real true shit. It's his, we're not on air, are we? Oh, my gosh.
No,
I just said that.
No,
that's really
no.
his Twitter name. It's not John Schneider. It's the real truth. But so if you see that at John and that comes up, that's his real Twitter thing. And, you know, he's hysterical. That would man would be great to talk to. So, you know, if you can get him,
get
that'd be great.
On. Yeah. And you know what? And I think, I mean, you're, Amy's right. The cast is a great cast. I love all of them. You know, and Angela, she's, or Veronica, she's very beautiful. She just has a very.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She is. She has a very elegant, just a very elegant look to her, I think.
Right.
And Crystal
right.
seems like she would be really fun to be around.
Oh, she is. She's an absolute
yeah.
hoot. Absolute hoot. Now, Angela,
yeah.
ironically, Angela and I are from the same hometown. We're both from Jacksonville, Florida. She met my mother before she met me. I had done pageants way, way back in the day. And when I left pageants, my mom started helping out. And Angela and I both were former Miss Jacksonvilles. As a matter of fact, piece of trivia, I'll tell you that in a minute. But anyway, Angela, my mother was helping with the Miss Jacksonville pageant when Angela entered. And one Miss Jacksonville went to Miss Florida. She was third runner-up, I think third or fourth runner-up. Angela should have been Miss Florida's first black Miss Florida. She was that amazing. And we would always bump into each other in New York. She would be doing a show or I would be doing a show. And we thought, one of these days, we're going to work together. And when I had been in New York for a while, I was doing a show at Paper Mill Playhouse, and she was getting ready to do Miss Jones and Dreamgirls. And that's when we first really met. And it so... And ironically, I didn't know she got the part till a week before we were shooting. I thought somebody else had gotten the part.
Uh-huh.
And I'm having a wardrobe fitting. And I said, by the way, because I didn't read with her. I had read with some other people. And the wardrobe people told me who got it. And I broke down and started crying.
Aww.
I totally broke down and started crying because I thought, oh, my gosh, it's finally happening. And she's been – we've been tweeting all night, actually. Text messaging. Angela and Crystal and I have been text messaging just before I came on to this interview. So she's just a lovely person, an absolutely lovely person, and I adore her. But she is beautiful. And I look at her in these gorgeous clothes, and I go, really? Really? Really?
How
you get
you
to wear
that?
That?
What? What?
And I get to wear this?
No, Catherine, you have some beautiful
that?
Dresses, too.
She would have some fabulous hat, and I'd be like, are you kidding me?
That's great.
Really?
That's funny. Well,
okay.
Before we let you go, Michelle's actually going to have to record saying goodbye to you because we totally forgot to do that.
Okay.
Amy's really going to be editing this one. Well, Renee, I just want to say I truly enjoyed this interview with you tonight. It's been a pleasure. I want to say thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I look forward to our future interviews.
I look forward to it, too. It's been a true pleasure. You all are absolutely terrific. I've had it. This is the most fun interview I've had in a while. It's great.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, and I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you, you too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Renee. Thank you for coming
Bye-bye.
On.
My pleasure, honey. Anytime. Bye-bye.
We will definitely have you back on.
I would look forward to it. I really do. I really do. Get Southern women talk.
I know. This
exactly.
has been fun. So,
okay.
I'm going to do a little closing.
Okay.
Yeah, because we only got 12 minutes
I need to
left.
Be on
yeah.
for that?
No,
you
can go, honey.
You can go with
okay.
that.
Okay, I didn't know if I need to stay on for this closing or what. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
kind of
like
you
telling
ladies
everybody.
Have a lovely evening.
You too.
I'll talk
to
you
later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love her.
I love her. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'll be quiet so you can do your closing.
Okay. Before we let you go, oh, shoot. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was reading the wrong paragraph. She's got me all messed up. All right. Listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at the VRO. Go to our website, thevro.com, for all our interviews and so much more. Thank you again for your wonderful sponsors out there. You can find them on our website, and that's Crazy Duck Press.
No need to.
What?
They don't. They're not sponsors anymore. They canceled.
All right. Take two. All right. Listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at the VRO, or you can go to our website, thevro.com, and you can find wonderful interviews and so much more of the things that we have enjoyed and we're sharing with you. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors tonight. You can find them on our website. We got Cost Custo Fangs,
Elite Accounting Services, and Enchanticon. Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the
okay.
the Fang people, they canceled too, because it's the same people that did the crazy duck stuff. But yeah, I can just edit that out. No big deal.
So is it only Elite Accounting and Enchanticon right now?
Yes. Which they're just put them on the list. So people think we have sponsors, but we have no sponsors.
No, that's cool.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did
that
we,
was a really
we
fun
didn't,
interview.
That was
yeah,
an awesome interview.
We lost them.
But did we lose a lot, truly? What did we lose? That's what you have to think about. Sure, you lost somebody, but did we?
$150 a month.
By both of them or them together?
By both. To get same guy. He paid $150 for one website, $150 for the other website.
Mm.
So that's what we lost. So now we got to dig into our pockets and make sure next year we have the money. Everybody's got their $40 for our premium, but I'm not worried about that. It's a couple months away.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to redo it real quick and cut him out?
No, I can edit that.
You sure?
Go ahead, do it.
Okay. Listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at the VRO. Or you can go to our website, thevro.com, for this interview and so much more. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors. You can find them on our website, and that is the Elite Accounting Services and Enchanticon. And again, we look forward to seeing everyone down in Enchanticon this year.
Yay!
Is that okay? That's
perfect.
Better.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
But, I don't know if you could edit where, you know, when she started talking again, can you pull that and somehow put it back into the interview? That was great when you start talking about Crystal and them.
I could, but I'm not sure where I would put it.
Okay.
Oh, God, this one's going to have a lot of editing.
Not because of our mistakes, though.
No,
only
but
at the end.
Of, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I was surprised you asked her to redo the Gavin
spot. Well, I felt like she might want to do that. Because
you don't think she cared.
Yeah, but you really don't want none of your cast members to be like, oh, yeah, I don't remember my name.
Yeah, but then again, she was rattling everything off. She was like, oh, no. I mean, she was truly honest. Like,
yeah.
She was like, crap. So it was really sweet when she did it. Yeah. So,
What do you think? Do you think we should leave it in? Do you think we should take it out? What do you think?
Well, I guess you're going to have to listen to it and see. I think it was kind of cute.
You listen to it again, and then we can edit it tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't feel like doing it right now.
Okay, that's fine. And we need to figure out how to, I mean, and I think you and I may have briefly mentioned this before, but Tyler Perry, we need to hit him up here. Since they're right here, we need to figure out a better way to, and I'm sure each of these people on the cast, they probably have different agents, I guess, to get interviews with. Like John, I'm sure, I don't know how hard it is to get an interview with John. But, you know, we should hit,
Tyler
up. At. What?
I said I really haven't looked John's up. Well, actually,
yeah.
No, I haven't. No, I have sent John a message when him and Randy did Hard Flip. I sent him a message.
Well, maybe now we can get a better
PR
angle
message.
With. Maybe. Right. Well, now that maybe we can get. We can even tweet and give him a hard time since we've done her now. Give us an interview, can't you?
Yeah, we can't tweet his personal one though. We'd have to tweet the one that he uses because, remember, she screamed, oh, my God, we're not live, right? Because she didn't want to give out his personal one.
Oh, I thought it's because she was cussing. I didn't catch it that way.
No, because he's got two of them. He's got a personal one, and then he's got the ones that everybody knows, oh, that's John Snyder. But, yeah,
Okay. But that still doesn't mean that we can't give her a hard time. Well,
true.
Okay. Well,
but I wouldn't push
anyway,
it
we
her.
Can. We can. No, no, no. We can work it. We need to send it to a PR person.
We'll send her this interview and we'll be like, hey, we just had so and so on. She talked very highly of John. We'd love to have him talk about. I mean, we'd love to have him on to talk about. You know, have and have not.
Right. And like I said, too, though, I think we also... Oh, I see now he does have two Twitters.
Yeah.
I see it now. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Almost every actor has two Twitters. That's like Chad's got two Twitters, and Randy's got three Twitters. Randy's got one for his fans, one for his personal, and one for his family.
Mhm. Well, yeah, because the Johnson. I mean, yeah. I mean, not everybody does though. Not every actor.
Yeah, not everybody, but most of them do. I know all the ones that I talk to do.
So is Charlie's not Charlie? Which one am I following? Am I following the right one?
No, I'm talking about Chad. Chad's got two.
Oh,
Charlie's
Chad.
Got one.
Yeah, but I'm following Chad's right one.
You're following Chad's right one. He's
okay,
got another one for his PR company.
Okay. I think, and I'm assuming that she give us the right. Well, I don't know. I mean, she made it sound like she gave us the right one because she says she tries to answer her Twitters.
Yeah,
please.
No, she gave John's actual verification Twitter, but she told us when we start seeing her tweet the shit one.
The shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's him too.
That makes sense.
And then she said, oh shit, we're not live, right?
Well, I thought because shit's in the, I totally missed that. Good call. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I would hate for you to put out his real Twitter out there. It's a good thing I told you, right?
Oh, shit. Yes, I wouldn't. Until you said it just now, I did not catch that. Absolutely. Totally missed that. So.
She was telling you and I to keep an eye out on it, because
mm-hmm.
if that's what she, starts Twittering that person, that's her and John going back and forth. But she doesn't want anybody else to know. So I got to edit that part out, too. And then I got to tell people our interview with her will be up soon.
She was really fun.
She was
hilarious.
Really fun. She really was. But, okay, let's end this, and then I will put this up tomorrow. Listen to it tonight or either tomorrow.
Oh, I was going to say, put it up so I can.
Well, you can go. I'll send you the link where you can go and listen. Because I can't put it up, but don't tweet this link out, because this is going to be the non-edited. So, yeah, don't do that.
I won't tweet the link yet. That's funny.
And try to come up with maybe something we can put on the info that I sent you, come up with something we can put on the website, so we can put it all up on the website at one big time.
Her little short bio is pretty simple, pretty easy.
Yeah.
And then we should add her media stuff she called out.
Yeah.
Because, she only has like 500 likes, so I can see where she's trying to push it. So, and I think I say that, but I noticed, you don't necessarily go back and add their social media. So, I remember
us
talking about it. So
I do when you tell me to.
Okay, well, definitely go back and add her since we talked about it.
Yeah, just put on, like, what the bio that the company sent over, kind of reward it to your own thing, like so-and-so joined us, blah, 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 and then add her social links at the end of it, and then I'll make sure I put it up.
Okay. And then I come back to we need to see how we can work Tyler Perry and his group and his production video and blah, blah, blah here. We should probably see if we can interview Tyler.
Yeah, we're going to try, but he's a hard ass to work with. So I understand why she was like, we're not joking on set, because he is a hard ass to work with.
But that doesn't mean we can't do an interview with him.
Oh, yeah, no, that doesn't. That doesn't mean we can't do an interview. But I understand when she was like, we don't joke that much.
That was so funny. And, the question came out before when she started talking, I was like, well, shit, that was not a great question. But she handled it well.
I can take that out if you want, because you were stumbling just a little. But
with that question.
Take that out, but then you'd have to listen to where, because she brings up the news.
No, so, she said several things, but she talks fast, so I don't know if you can cut and splice any of her stuff.
Oh, you can definitely cut and splice stuff. That's
but you don't want to sound too blotchy or whatever. I mean, you know what I'm saying, if it doesn't have an intro.
I get what you're saying. Yes, we got to make sure it still flows. So I want you to go ahead and listen to it, and
then you write
down, like, the time that it was said and that maybe you can edit this way and all that.
Okay, so you thought it was a good interview?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who else joined us online? I don't usually always try to watch Blog Talk if I'm doing the interview right, you know, because I'm looking at my questions and stuff. But I glanced up and I saw three numbers.
That was her.
Oh, shit. Michelle. Okay, it's late. I need to go to bed.
I called in. You called in.
Thank you. Boy, that was a brain fart.
Did you see mine go away? My internet went out.
No.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean it was still recording, right?
Yeah, it was still recording. Luckily, I got back in time for it to actually, because it was getting ready to go off.
Wow, cool.
So I'm getting ready to call Charter and bitch at them, because I am 3 months ahead of my cable bill.
Yeah, no excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'll go listen to it, and I'll either give you feedback tonight or in the morning.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, not babe.
Bye.
I didn't mind saying I have to let you go. I just knew we needed to get off Blog Talk.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm gonna go watch Randy's Heart of Country, because I want to make sure that they did not cut my part, which Randy said they did.
Oh.
Make me upset.
All right, don't watch it.
You see us walking behind him and her, and I'm going to be upset if they cut that part out. And spend all 2 weeks down there hanging out with Randy Wayne in his lovely house for nothing.
I know. So, and that was what? How long? That was over
That was
a
in
year
April.
Ago.
Yeah, that was in April of last year.
Crazy.
Nope.
I know. All right.
Go listen. Go do what you need to do. Go to work. Whatever. Let's start getting some questions for Lee. Lori's the one that actually set that Lee interview up, because I've been trying to get him, and Lori was like, She's like, I got this. She said they're in contract to do what I say to do until their contract's done.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I can't tell you until she announced it. But I'm gonna hit to
know.
You. I'm going to hit to you. Right, who do you think I would be excited to see at a Chanted Con and you wouldn't?
Pizza Boy. No, I'm just teasing.
Yes?
That's right. Pizza Boy. He's in the bedroom. I mean, he's the one. Pizza Boy.
Yes, Pizza Boy.
Oh, well, if he's there, I'll be glad to meet him in person and give him a second chance.
Okay. Tell me that yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God.
My only concern is she still hasn't really pulled a lot of big people.
Yeah. Josh can't, because he's filming. But he says, give me the contract. I'm there next season. He already wants to sign for her second convention. He's like, I want to sign the contract now for your second convention.
Has she told you how numbers are? She's still struggling.
She's still struggling. So I'm hoping we can push it with the Lee interview, because we're going to have her and Josh on. And we're going to interview Lee, and then we're going to have her and Josh on to come on and talk about the con. And hopefully we push those numbers.
Now, Lee's not coming to the con either, is he?
No, he's going to be there.
Oh, he is going to be there. Okay.
Yeah.
If
you would read our post. On the VRO page, then you would know.
Yeah. Only see it when it's important.
That is important.
I try to watch it. I mean, I flip over and it's like things have already gone by, and I'm like, I can't find shit once it's gone. I'm like, dang it. So.
Well, I'm talking about the post on the actual website.
Okay. Yeah, I don't flip to VRO website hardly at all. I watch your feeds when you put it into our thing, but I don't go over to our website. I mean, our Facebook page.
You should.
Well, I go to our website.
I go to our website. Yeah, then you should see it. I posted it last night. Beautiful little post.
I see Tim Peacock. Cock.
No, Michelle, do you not know how to work our website yet?
I'm not liking our website.
Everybody else can work it but you.
I think because I don't like the appearance that I don't even play with it.
I don't like the appearance.
The colors
you didn't like
don't
the
match.
Other either.
Oh, no,
well,
no,
what
I
colors,
bullshit.
What
I told
colors
you.
Would you want to
no,
be
I told you the other website was much
top.
Better than this.
Yeah, but that dark, everybody was getting so pissed at that dark, and I was too. It was making me drowsy. What colors? Because I can change the colors of these up here, these bars.
Okay. Yeah.
What colors do you think would look good together?
Okay, so here's my first thing that is weird, I think, is the way you have the Variety Radio in that white, and it's not boxed out or framed.
Wait,
it looks really weird.
Are you talking about the logo?
Yeah. Yeah, you have the mic and then Variety Radio Online in blue, and it's white around it, and it doesn't look like it flows. It's kind of choppy looking. So, like, I don't know if you can put a border around it or frame it. You know what I'm saying? Because it goes
yeah,
from gray
to
white. So that's my first thing. And then the
Wait,
colors,
gray?
Yeah. No,
gray?
Gray's on the outside. Gray is to the right and left of the white box Variety Radio is in.
Wait, there's a gray?
I don't see
gray, so I'm not.
I see a black. Oh, okay. See, I see a black. Here's what, when I just hit the generic website, I see black across the top.
Yeah, I wish that would change.
Yeah, that doesn't jump
yeah.
out real good. But
where
then
the
below
page,
it, you. Yeah.
Where the pages are.
Well, yeah, home, Variety Radio Online News. Yeah, because see, I don't think people are going to go up there now the way you have it set up as much. But then below that, you have a white box with Variety Radio Online. And the white box ends right past the microphone and right past the E. And then below it, you have We Are Dedicated to Bringing. That is actually in the gray.
See, I don't see a gray.
Yeah, it's gray.
Let me text you a picture of what I see. And then you
right.
text me a picture of what you see. Because
Okay.
You're seeing something totally different than I'm seeing.
Okay.
And now I could understand if you're seeing weird shit. I can understand. Because I don't
it's
want
like
nobody else to see weird
blow.
Shit.
Like it just doesn't. And I am in the purple, green, burgundy,
yeah,
orange.
I don't see burgundy. I see purple, green, orange. Pink and
burgundy,
green.
Mm. Okay, I see purple. I see purple, baby purple, and then
I see
bright
dark
green.
Purple.
Okay,
I
see baby
green.
Purple. And I see a baby kind of green, and then I see that a puke orange, kind of the dull orange. Then I see
yes.
a very deep burgundy, and then
yeah,
a
that's
teal.
Pink on my end,
and then a teal. Conventions is in teal.
See, I could change those colors, and I've
okay.
been changing them. They've changed about 8 times today because I
no,
haven't
you,
really
I,
figured out what color I want to put them.
That's funny.
I just don't want them blue because I want them to stand out.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I'm not going to agree there. Let's see if I can even get this Photoshop. I think you can see it if I do it.
Okay. Just take a picture and send a text like I just did. My text is going very slow, but
I'm trying. Okay, I think I got it.
I see no white box. I see all white. I see the letters, and they got a shadow behind it. And then I see the microphone, and then it blends. It's all white up top is what I see. Now, I see the up there where home, gallery, and contacts and search, that's a black bar. But underneath that black bar, I see the logo, no gray box. Now, I see underneath.
It's gray.
Interviews and television recap. I
oh,
see
yeah, wait,
a,
you see mine.
A line. Okay, do you
there
see,
is a,
do you see
a dark
see
gray
picture?
Line. I see yours, yes. I'm sending you mine, so you'll see how different they are.
So yours looks nothing like that.
It's similar. No, they're close. But you can see there's a difference.
I wouldn't know why. I wouldn't know how to fix it. And I paid for this theme.
Well, and I know it's hard to see. Oh, you're funny. Now, it looks like with your picture that maybe our purples and greens are similar, but our I don't know that our orange, pinks, and last one is the same as far as colors.
And you have a more bright, I can't say it.
Vibrant?
Yes.
Or bright? Yeah, vibrant.
That, no. Okay, I see your, hold on a minute.
Can you kind of see what I'm talking about?
What the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that way?
I know, it's weird. Now, and I actually like the burgundy. On variety radio events, which you see pink, I actually like the burgundy. And I actually like the burnt orange that I see in the purple. I don't like the green and the teal. But
okay, hold on a minute. I'm
they don't match.
I'm going to fix, hopefully.
It's funny.
Give
I'm
me a minute.
Oh.
Can we get on Skype so we can end the
gotcha.
Show?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on Skype, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift.